They hang garlands on the lampposts and precious little lights, and you can visit Santa in his cottage most weeknights. Fake snow sprayed on windows, storefront shining bright. And then comes Christmas morning and the most amazing sight. On Christmas down in Cooperstown, they close the Hall of Fame. No melancholy fan will wax nostalgic on the game. Turnstile sit as cold and still as fields encased in ice. All through the hall no tourist stirs. I can't speak for the mice. On baseball fields from Idaho to Boston and Chi-Town, snow is piled deep as drop fly balls upon the mound. And brand new balls and bats and catchers mitts beneath the tree. We'll have to wait to spring to know the slap of called strike three. On Christmas down in Cooperstown, they close the Hall of Fame. No New Jersey tourist comes to celebrate the game. Should Santa stray to fill his sleigh with treasured souvenirs, he'd find the shop doors all are locked, no sales clerks clerking here. If someone says the Christmas ain't so special, you explain that on Christmas down in Cooperstown, they close the Hall of Fame. Next morning, you might find a trail of footprints in the snow from a disappointed tourist who'd arrived to find it closed. He left a set of fingerprints, the outline of his nose, pressed against the outside of the baseball hall's windows. Truth be told, it happens once again in 7 days. On New Year's you can't view the moldy spikes in which Ruth played. And also on Thanksgiving, though I guarantee you all, on any other day a fan can stand out in the hall. So Merry Christmas, Cooperstown, and Happy Brand New Year. Put some football on the tube and crack yourself a beer. The NBA's on NBC, the Deuce has PGA, and baseball's like some distant dream. Warmer, brighter days. If someone says the Christmas ain't so special, you explain that on Christmas down in Cooperstown, they close the Hall of Fame.